Blog Talk Radio.
I saw the Lord,
and he heard.
I listen to that thing 9 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
I cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it again. I cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it again. I just kept replaying it all day. For real, dude. All day. I'm talking about all day. I mean, you know, you don't find too many Reverend Mike. You don't find too many songs that put that many scriptures in it. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you don't find too many, and then they worship him, man. You know, when if you see the video, you know what I'm talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man. I just start thinking about things, man. That's, you know, but when you doing what we're doing right now. And sacrifice that we take to do this ministry and this preaching and teaching alone, man, I'm telling you, though, you have a lot of down, man. And then sometimes the love of God sends something your way that encourages you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
You know, and you know, when you really, really labor for God, man, you're going to have some. You know, I'm learning something, man. You're going to have the critics, man. You're just going to have them. They're going to be there. You just got to know how to perseverance through that stuff, man.
That's right.
I just think about it, man. And Rev Mike and Rev and God's plan, I'm telling you, if you are a child of God, you're going to have critics. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have somebody telling you. If you don't watch it, they'll have you having a pity party if you don't watch it.
Come on.
You know.
That's right.
If you really don't watch, that's why I'm so deep on this prayer right now. Because it's going to take
mm-hmm.
prayer to get us through these trials, tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You might not get everything else like you want to. But Jesus said
right.
something that we all lean on to, not my will, but
mm-hmm.
thou will be done. That's a strong, can I give it again? Strong. You got to have some faith on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Because we'll use God as an errand boy. Go here.
Mm.
Can you? Yeah, excuse me for a minute. I'm just talking to myself. That's it in the lab.
Yeah,
we'll use him
right.
as an errand boy. You know.
You're right.
You know. Instead of the tangible things, seek God
mm-hmm.
intangible. Seek the Holy Spirit, and watch
mm-hmm.
God supply your needs. Watch and supply it. I'm telling you, he's very on time. He is on
mm-hmm.
time. Somebody says 10 years went by, Reverend Henry. 15 years
mm-hmm.
went by, Reverend Mike. 30 years
mm-hmm.
went by. And it's still the same old thing. Did you know what? Did you just hear you went through it?
mm-hmm.
Hey, there's some things God just ain't going to lift off of us, man. If he lifts some things off of some of us, we wouldn't even be on this ministry right today. He gave us a little
mm-hmm.
He gave us a little break, and then little, you know, we feel like we got a few things paid for. We feel like we got
mm-hmm.
a few things going right in our way, and we don't worship
mm-hmm.
him like we should. We don't thank him
mm-hmm.
like we should. We don't sit up and say, Lord, I know you made this way, you know. But if we don't watch it, we'll get complacent. That's why
mm-hmm.
he let the rain come on us. Oh, help me. That's why he let the storm hit sometimes. Sometimes he had to hit some of us real hard till he knock us to our feet that we can't move. We had to be
mm-hmm.
still. Watch this here. And watch the salvation of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been to that moment, in your life, I beg the difference you walking with him. I beg the difference if you truly walk with him. If you ain't had a little storm come your way. A little trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know. This might not be the kind of ministry that you might want to hear this from, but God know you need healing. You might want to say that again. Did you hear what I said? God know you need to be healed. He knows every one of us got something in our body, something going on with us. I don't care how good you look on that, it's something. You know, you get a little older, get a little white on your chin and around your head or around your heart a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. You know, we're not the same as we were 50 years, 20 years, 30 years ago. We're just not. You know, some of us know what I'm talking about, and then you know, it's going to do one thing. We're not going to outrun. Even Jesus did not run this one. I'm going to say, what you think it is? Death.
Yeah.
We're not going to outrun. We're not going to outrun. We all had to make that. So why not get prepared for it? Why not be like, why not just, you know, some people are fearing, you know, that day. They really do fear. We're going to be in 2 Chronicles, but let me just give you a little appetizer, if y'all don't mind, before we pray. Y'all don't mind? Or you want to pray first? How you want to do it? Don't mind on me. Pray or what? Y'all want to pray first?
Are you good?
Your brother, y'all have anything? I can stop right now. Y'all have anything?
No, go ahead.
Because I do know the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm telling you, man, I was listening to that song, Reverend Mike and Reverend M and God's Plan, and to y'all might not gotten used to it yet, but I don't never want to get, I'm telling you, man, I probably can sing that song now. You better get that song. You better get it, boy. You better get him. I tell you, boy. I start thinking about that second, I don't know if it'd be y'all to help me with it, Reverend, when he says, He was the fourth man in the fire, you know. You just break it down, these pieces about it, you know. And I sought the Lord. He heard my call, and that's why I trust him, you know. See, that's something that you can look at it like that. But then us, that we know, even though he don't answer like we want him to, we still trust him. Amen? Because that's be true for now. Sometimes, you know, we don't want God to say no. It's about myself. Sometimes we don't want God don't say no to this one. Please say yes, you know. But sometimes he say no.
Yeah.
And then when he say no, that don't mean he don't love us. That don't mean he don't love us. He know what's best for us. He know what's best for us. How many of you know he know what's best for you? You know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's right.
He knows what's best for us. Sometimes we think we know it, but now God knows all things. I still think he's sovereign, right? He got all power. And he knows all things. I don't care how much we study, we still have tapped into it. I don't care how much we try to give it to you, we still cannot tap into the full mind of God. We can't, because if it was that easy, oh, help you, Jose. If it was that easy, Reverend, it would be no need. Jesus came down to the 42 generation and serving him, because we would have failed. We would have never failed in the garden. Oh, Adam. I want to say this here before we get into this introduction. Some kind of way, it took me to Revelation right quick, just to set the scene a little bit. Revelation chapter 3, and we're going to go back to 2 Chronicles 6 and what was that? What was that? 6 and 28. But I want to go to Revelation. Y'all ain't scared of it. Revelation chapter 3. Dealing with the church Sardis. Dealing with the church Sardis. I want to kind of get a little introduction right here. Y'all don't mind. Y'all good with that? Y'all got it? Revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Chapter 3. Verse 1. And then we're going to go back over to 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and 28. Y'all got it? Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your awesome love that you have for the church. Lord, we thank you for how you just Just keep giving us chances after chances, Lord. You keep letting us know that, Father God, that some of us, we beat ourselves up, Lord, but you forgave us, Lord. And some of us, we just keep putting it up like you ain't forgave us, Lord. But, Lord, we want to say thank you, Father God, for all the things you forgave us, Lord, and you don't remember it anymore, Lord. So we ask you right now, Lord, forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. And the ones we don't know, Lord, reveal it to us, Lord, so we can repent to it, Lord. And we ask it for your grace, and we ask it for your mercy, and your Lord, when you look at us, Lord, as you look at us through Jesus Christ, Lord, that he died for all of it, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, right now, as we come in the lesson right now, Lord, we ask you, Father God, be with everyone who may speak, Lord, who may inject in it, maybe say something about the word, Lord. Let it be, Father God, that you speak, Lord. Let it be you speak with your grace, Lord. Let it be when you speak with your mercy, Lord. Let it be when you speak with your love, Lord. And, Lord, someone may not think it's love, but, Lord, you taught us tough love is good, Lord. So strengthen us as the word go forth, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, that we not be watering your word down, adulterate your word, Lord, that we bring it forth, Lord, that you gave it to us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in advance for the lesson, Lord. We thank you for everyone for coming out, too, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you, Father God, for this strength right now, Lord. I'm praying for myself, Lord. I ask you, Father God, for strength in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you know the heart, Lord. You know the mind, Lord. And we thank you in advance for hearing it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Revelation, we believe the man was on the island one day, a Patmos. He was one of the last disciples that we believe. See, he didn't get killed like the rest of them got. We believe he died a natural cause. Amen. And he wrote this pen while he in Patmos locked up. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, I'm not going to read all of them, but I wanted you to remember something what he give us, Reverend. Yeah, y'all with me? And unto the angel of the church of Sodom, he said, write these things, said unto he that, the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. Help me, Holy Spirit. That thou hast the name that thou live and are dead. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. He said that he said that you are ready to die. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. If we don't get nothing, don't let nobody hold you to the Mosaic law. Don't let nobody hold you to that law. We were under grace.
Yes.
John had a vision and God told him to write this. He said, I know the seven churches and I know none of you are perfect. None of you.
That's right.
None. Even the one that's running it, even the one who's over it. He said, I love how he does it. He said, I know it, but I want you to be watchful, Reverence. I want you to be watchful. God's plan. I want you because death is coming. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. That's right.
It's to the dead, and when you're there, look what he said. Let me make sure I get it. He said, for I have not found thy work perfect before God. For I have not found thy work perfect before God. Let me do it one more time. For I have not found thy work perfect. That is some assurance there, sisters and brothers. That'll encourage you that God sees us and he knows that none of us can sit before, I did everything right. That's why I made it. I'm going to make it. No, you better look at this thing again. None of us can sit up here and look at the God in our mirror and say, God, I've done everything right. No, we didn't. How many of you know? I need some theologians on this one here. How many of you know you did everything good, so good yesterday, and you let you tarry here just today? You did so good. You were so perfect. You were so holy, you obey everything he did and said. Don't you know your thoughts? Because your thoughts, even our thoughts, can keep us from
That's correct.
Oh, help me host you.
That's right.
I'm putting it on. I want you to really, really listen to this good. He knows our thoughts and our minds, our actions before we even do it. He's already
Reverend Henry.
He's already in tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he'll be old. He's already there. Now, let me get this good. He said, remember, therefore, how? What is this? He said, thou hast received and heard and hold fast and do what? And repent.
And repent. Yeah.
He said, if therefore thou should not watch. Now watch this here. I will come on thee. I'm trying to do it real slow, y'all. As a thief.
As a thief.
I hope you're getting there. He said, I will come on thee as a thief. Let me do it again. He said, I will come on thee as a thief. He said, thou should not know the hour when I come upon thee. Now, I'm going to pause this just for a moment. I'm going to back up and let you hear this again. Remember. That's what he said. He said, therefore have thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. He said, if thou should not watch. Now, if you watching, if you prepare before it comes, you're not going to get caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. See, you don't have to worry about a thief coming to you, Reverend Henry, if you prepare.
That's right.
My brothers and sisters, well, man, I still do this, and I still do that. Well, let me tell you something. He said repent.
That's right.
Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He said repent. That's what we have to teach you, right? We had to preach it right to you. You have to repent. What are you talking about? You have to go to God and ask God for forgiveness. And while you're there, Lord, give me strength so I won't be having that temptation to go back to it again. That's what you do. Then get somewhere with someone teaching the Bible and preaching the Bible, not to fulfill your pocket so you'll pay them, but looking at your spiritual man. Because this life that we have, it's like this here. It's like this here. You're going to be here today and gone today. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You can be here today and gone today. Not tomorrow. Right. Here today and gone today. That's why we're warning you. We're warning you, and we're letting you know to receive what you hear. Change your life. It's a good thing. Not saying Jesus is the only one did obedience unto death. None of us can say that. Because Adam showed us we couldn't. We were born to sin and shaped with a knicker. So we came in with sin. But God did something. You could be reborn again. Because of the blood. You could be born again because Jesus rise. And when he rose out that grave, he got all power in his hand. It's still there. It's still there. He accomplished everything what you think you can't handle. He know what he can do. He can cover it with his blood because he done it.
Right.
Hey, but what that he ain't going to do, he ain't going to go back to the cross again.
Come on.
He done it once. He's not going to do it again. Let me make sure I finish this out. He said, thou hast a few names, even in Solomon, which have not defiled thy garment. And thou have what? And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. I pray for that some of us on there right now. We don't know who all going to make it in. None of us can put you in heaven. I don't care how many times somebody stand you over and try to do your eulogy. I don't care how many, only anybody going to make that decision is going to be who? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did I leave anybody? It won't be Reverend, it won't be sister, it won't be brother. It's gonna be God gave that to his son who gonna judge
who's gonna
come in or who ain't gonna come in. And I'm telling you right now, it's not gonna happen when you die. It has to happen now. Oh, here it goes.
You have to make a choice now.
If you wanna be with that white garment on, you got to make that choice right now. Forget the election. I ain't ready for what I'm going to say. Ain't no way I want to go try to do that election right now. It's so messed up now. It's ridiculous. that open thing happening right now, and no one is sensitive to God, but we are sensitive to sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. We are sensitive to sin, but not God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? We are more sensitive to sin, who we want to offend, but look how we offend God. We make laws and available for people who don't even know what pronoun. Can I use that word?
Come on.
We don't know. We came out and on the birth certificate it said he. You know, look at how I got tied over here. But let me go ahead anyway. We done went somewhere, right? We done got somewhere. And I'm going to say it like this. Y'all help me with my grandma a little bit. We done got in the place that the pronoun. Is that right about it? When they came out the womb, because when I was born, they didn't have gender revealing. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Right? They didn't have gender revealing. You know, they waited till the baby came out the womb. You know, some of them. Then the doctor put them over and look, it's a boy. Oh, it's a girl, you know. I'm just saying that's what they're doing. Now they have gender reveal. They said, now I want you to bring some pampers if you think it's gonna be a boy, and I want you to bring some pink barrettes or something if you think it's gonna be a girl, you know. Now that's how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when did it get? What happened? When did it get? What? How we get sidetracked? Then when on your birth certificate when you came out. And it came out that you was a boy and you was a girl.
Lord,
and then now,
Lord,
you don't know what you is now. You don't know what you is. It have got to that now. And I'm going to tell you something. People don't want to talk about it because it's in every family. Don't get it twisted. People don't want to tell it's in every family. You see what I'm talking about? But they don't make it right, though. You know what I'm talking about? We don't go around, you know, we don't have to go around condemning someone because the sin is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? Because God said it's abomination to him. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be done my prayer. Don't. But let me get here in a minute. The reason why I say that, because we're not sensitive to the sin. Now watch this. It don't exempt the whoremonger. It don't exempt the liar. You know, it don't exempt the backbiter. It don't the murderer. You know, if you don't repent, the Bible said, can I go there for a minute? I want to go do this, Reverend. What you doing over here, Reverend? Let's go to Isaiah right quick. Let's go to Isaiah right quick. Can we go to Isaiah? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Let's go to Isaiah right quick. Y'all know the book of Isaiah? It's in the Old Testament.
Yes,
sir. Let me see if I still got it. Let me see if I ain't told it out my book anyway. I think we're going to go to chapter 5, down my Isaiah. Y'all with me?
All right. Okay.
Let me see what we're able to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this now. Now, this is in the book. This is I'm going to read verbatim out the book. Isaiah chapter 5 and 13. If you're there, this might not be a popular, this probably went sideways already. Anyway, if you can stand in this, if you can't, just keep praying for me. What's up, brothers?
Yeah,
y'all want me? Y'all with me, bro?
Yes.
Yeah. Isaiah chapter 5 and 13. Now, this in the book, right? He said, therefore. It's something about therefore. When you hear therefore, you got to understand something. Something changed, and he's speaking about a scripture before or after. But watch how he went through this now. He said, therefore, my people. Now, who on here is God's people? I'm going to say I. He said, are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Here we go, y'all. And they honor man, as a family, look at, and their multitude dried up in thirst. Look what he said. He said, therefore, go ahead and worry again, y'all. Hell, can I say it, y'all? Have enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. In the glory of the multitude, here we go, y'all, in the palms. Look what he said. And he that rejoiced should descend into it. Now, watch this now. In the mean man. That's what he said. He said, be what? Brought down The mighty man should be humble. In the eyes of the loafer shall be, what, humble. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. And God, what is it, that is holy shall sanctify the righteous. Then shall the lamb feed after the manner of the waste. In the place of the fatted one shall strangers eat. Whoa! Here we go, y'all. Unto them that draw iniquity to a cord of vanity and sin. Look what it said. It were at the court room. Watch this, y'all. They said, let him make a speed of haste of his word. Help me, Holy Spirit. That we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw the night of, come that we may know it. Help me. I ain't going to keep on going because he was warning them about the woe, but I wanted to bring that in because Isaiah was prophesizing that how the people of God had turned from him, and he said they turned to sin, and the sin they turned to him, they are running so fast to hell. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're doing it so fast, they are glorifying in the sin they in. Have you ever been around somebody start talking about their past and start, and you hear them talk about and they start rejoicing about how they were so bad, how they were so, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They start lifting themselves up. They are getting their rewards right now, my brothers and sisters. They are getting their rewards right now. But there's going to come a time when Isaiah said, the hell is opening herself up with our men and people running to it and drove. But John trying to tell you, repent. Isaiah trying to tell you to repent. If you repent, you won't see this coming. You won't be caught, my brothers and sisters, not watching. Somebody said, well, should I be living on my pants and knees? I got to keep living. Yes, sure you keep living. Sure you keep, but be reminding of when you hear the voice. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When you hear the voice, somebody said, what voice are you talking about? God speaks. He might speak to someone you be least suspected. He did it to a jackass one time. Then he did it to a donkey one time.
That's right.
Oh, that man kept hitting him. Bell kept hitting him. Kept hitting him.
Turned around on him.
One little one little inch that angel you don't see right there, he got that sword. Sometimes God has stopped you from getting to something that you could have got. You could have died in. You understand me? You could have died in, and he allowed you to go around it, or he stopped the situation so you didn't die. So what? Some of us need to get it right. Some of us need to be a witness for someone. All of it is not really bad, but what I want to tell you to see his face, help me, Holy Spirit. Because Solomon got to see something. Solomon got to see something. And when Solomon saw it, he knew that the temple that he built for God, I'm over here in 2 Chronicles 6 over here, when he got his hand to see that, he knew as he was praying for the children of Israel, as he was praying for himself, he knew that sanctuary was going to be big enough to obtain God's spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been with God when you just came in the church? Have you ever been with God overflowing? That's why I was in worship today. It was just overflowing. My thought pattern is like this here, that I know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Watch me now. But my thought pattern is and that I'm trying to strive to see his face, and he said, well done. I'm trying to present myself to him through Jesus, not go around Jesus, but through Jesus, when he sees me, that he say, well done. So what I'm doing, I'm not saying that I'm on pins and knees and walking this Christian walk. I'm saying I have failed several times in a day. Help me, Holy Spirit. But what the difference is, I got up and said, God, I need help with this one here. God, give me strength. You know what he did, Reverend? He gave me help. and he strengthened
me.
Hey, can I sought the Lord, and he heard. Have you sought him?
That's why I trust him.
There you go. That's why I trust him. Solomon did this here for all of us, and he made an example. If we, with this law of God, if we just get to the sanctuary, Doc, your sanctuary can be in your home. I'm serious. It can. Your sanctuary can be in your home.
That's right.
In your home, then when you praying to God, you want God to hear. You know what I'm talking about? Preference that you have a place that you, I'm going to say this, every part of my home, I want to be the God in it. I don't want him just to be I hear you hear people say, I got a prayer room, you know. I might can't get out the bed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I might can't get in the living room, Reverend Henry. I might can't get in the bathroom, Reverend Henry. I might just be on my kitchen table. I want God all over. Because when my thoughts and my mind and my heart, I want him to come in. That's what Solomon was saying over here in verse 30 right here. He said, then here, I'm in 2 Chronicles 6 and 30. Watch this here. 2 Chronicles 6 and 30. What it said, then hear thou from heaven, the dwelling place, and forgive and render unto man according to all his work, whose heart thou knowest. Help me, Holy Spirit. For thou only know the heart of the children. You know that? That's some good news. Because if man had a choice, he'd put everybody in hell. I'm so glad he didn't give it to man. I'm so glad that he's the one gave it to his son. I know that, but I said, why are you using that word like that? It's in the Bible. When you think provocative, your mind went there. I'm just preaching what the word says. I don't look at it like a cuss word. You know what I look at? I don't look at it as it's provocative. I look at what the scripture says, and I'm not taking context out of it. So if your mind is that weak, I'm going to pray for you. But I'm going to read what the book just said. Can I read it again? He said, then hear them from heaven in the dwelling place and forgive and render unto every man according to all his way, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the heart of the children of men, that they may fear thee and walk in thy way. So as long, what they say, they live in the land which thou gavest our father. And you know they were talking about the land that God promised to Abraham. Now they got to get over to the Jordan. And now they walk over this water. Now they're in the land of Canaan. Now they got all the things God said they're going to have. And he wanted them, because he didn't rebuild the church. Now he wanted them to what? He wanted to lift this church up. And he wanted God to come in. And he wanted them. That ought to be the same place in your home. When the last time you took time out and prayed for your house? I don't know what you want to call a home or a house. When the last time you done that? And you don't have to have no preacher to do that. Oh, you got to have sincere heart in a sincere. Now we can confirm it with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can we can put our hands in our hand, but we're about to lift it to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The rewards come from God. They don't come from us. What has happened is, watch this here. Now, I might be wrong. You remember the time the man, he had four friends carrying them around. And he heard about Jesus seminar. He was in this seminar. All the scholars in there. And he threw the revival. How about that? It was so many people there, and they pressed so hard, they couldn't get in the door. You know, they looked through the window, and they just couldn't get in there. So somewhere down the line, if you've been around in this study, the roof. So how did they get them? How did they get them on top of the roof? Because the land they built, their houses under, so you could step on top to the roof. Don't have to have a ladder. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when they got up there, and because they wanted to get him in, because they wanted him to be healed, Reverend Henry. They wanted him to be healed, Reverend Mike. And so what they did, they tore the roof off of it and lowered them down. I'm going to tell you something. I believe that story. I believe that story. They let them down. And while letting them down there, Jesus saw them. Can you imagine him preaching and teaching, and he looked down, and somebody lowering the body down? Can you go back? Just imagine that. What would you do for a healing? What would you do to get peace to come in? What would you do out the way so you can get to him? What's blocking you for God coming in your heart? What can stop God coming in your heart? Jesus looked at them and they lowered them down, Reverend Henry. They lowered them down, Reverend Mike. They let them in there and let them down. Watch this here. What he told them? He told them, take up your bed. He told them, take up that couch he had, right? He said, because your faith, just your faith, man. He didn't say one word, but said, take it up, because your faith that made you heal. Yeah. Somebody said, well, man, I got cancer. Man, I got a disease. I got something that Tylenol can't get away from me. And I prayed to him, and it seemed like he didn't have moved it from me. There are some things God will just have to take us out the body. Help me. There's going to be some things God just going to have to take us out the body. And watch this here. And allow us to be with him. Then there are some times he'll take us out the body and heal the body and put us back in there. But there are some times God will get that ultimate healing, and that's being out the body, you know, and being with him. And we believe what the Bible says. Well, once we leave this body, if you're a believer, you're going to be in presence with. If he told the thief today, if he told the thief that the thief, the malefactor, if he told him this day, you be with me in paradise. And I'm going to say something. That y'all can hear me. You know my grandma always. Ain't no way in the world. Can I say it like this? I'm going to let a thief or a robber get in heaven, and I don't get in heaven. You know if he can look at God and told him we deserve ours, but when you get to heaven, remember me. And Jesus said today you will be with paradise. If he can get in there, and trust me, if he can get in there, it don't say he got baptized. Yeah. It didn't say that. Go study. Do your study. It don't say that he walked with Jesus. It didn't say that. Boy, he had faith. He believed that he was the Messiah. He believed that this man having sinned and once deserved this punishment, my brothers and sisters. But God promised him. Now, we don't teach being careless with your life. Can I do it like this? Can I reword that? Let me reword. Don't be careless with your first love. Who is your first love? Is your first love your house? Is your first love your wife? Is your first love you go crazy? Is your first love your mama, your dad? Is that your first love? Don't put nothing before me. That's what he said. I'm just reading what we've been taught and believe in the scripture. Nothing go before him. So what I'm saying is, if you're a sacrifice, the love, it don't hurt your first love. Even if you do hurt him, repent. Because we all mess up. Toe up from the toe up. but you know what? But we've been born again. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
I believe that, Brother Mike. I believe that, Reverend Henry. If you in his hand, you can't be plucked out. But if you walk away from him,
that's right.
If you walk away, you walk away.
That's it.
If you walk to sin, you walked away. Is that right about it? But if you stay in there and you hold in his hand. And see, God would allow you to stay there if you would be humble and just say, God, I need you. Every time you think about or have you fallen short, give it to Jesus. Give it to him. And watch, Reverend Henry and Reverend Mike, y'all probably can testify, if you gave something to God, you forgot. You don't remember when he took it from you. Yep, I know he's the only one. And then what's when you see when it come back to your mind, you don't even have the desire to do it anymore. He takes it out. He takes it away.
That's right.
I double triple dare you to get in his word every day. I promise you, and study and get in with, he'll wash you. He'll make you whole. And then he'll make you fruitful. He'll make you fruitful. He'll make you he'll make you a place that you be able to help him in this ministry. Now, he don't need your help, but he uses the help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. He been doing fine without us. But when you've been once you've been converted, Reverend, what he said, once you've been converted, now go help somebody. Can I put it like that, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
No, that's good, right? Now you've been converted, now go help somebody. Now you've been a change. Tell somebody about he's good. He's wonderful. You know what? He's been better to us than we ever. I must read that scripture again. Reverend Mike, if I put you on the spot, don't get mad at me, man. Because they might think I'm reading a different book. Can you read 30 and 31 for me, please? Because I maybe got that thing wrong. Can you read that for me?
30 and 31.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Chronicles 30. Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the heart of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers.
Man,
I want to see something. Is my book, you see that at behind man? What's on that behind man, your book? Y'all Bible. They're like a smiley face on it. Y'all look, y'all see that?
It does.
I just noticed that. You see that? Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, look at the Holy Ghost. Is I'm tripping? Yeah. Is that tripping? What y'all got on y'all?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
I just noticed that, man. I promise I did.
He said,
Reverend just read it. He said, for thou only knowest the heart of the children of men. And after men, I see a smiling face.
Is that right?
I want you to know God is here. You don't have to. God will forgive you. Because he already knows what's there. You can't hide from him. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive all of us. All we got to do is be sincere with it. Because he already knows.
That's right.
You can't hide it from him. We can't hide nothing from him. If we could have hired something from him, that we can get in heaven. That don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? If we can hide something from him and get in heaven, that ain't even sound right. That almost sounds like a double negative. If we have something, you can't hide nothing from God.
You're so right.
Open it up so we can come in. So now we know that Solomon talking about the temple that he built. We know that, but I'm trying to bring us to Solomon's heart. Like he's talking to God. He know our ways. He know our every thought. He's going to judge us by our ways, but I want to tell you, the saints of God won't be judged in the end. That's only for the ones who don't know
Come
him.
Come on now. Say that.
Oh, help me.
Say that.
That is for the ones who don't know him. Well, I read the book, and Hebrews, it said after death it's judgment. Hebrews.
Come on here.
But no, that's not for us. That's for the ones who haven't repent. And when you repent and you do it with sincere heart, God don't remember that stuff no more. Don't let nobody
that's
find
right.
you. Don't let nobody
that's
define
right.
you. God, you didn't give somebody tell you, well, I remember when you did me like this. I don't remember no more because God forgave me. I don't know why you keep holding on to it. You know what I mean? I might get that later on. Have you ever heard somebody before and they told you and they keep bringing it back up to you? They keep on bringing it back up to you? I'm telling you, they haven't forgotten. They said they forgive, but they haven't forgotten, right? Well, I'm telling you, when God does it, he forgive. He don't forgive. He don't remember no more. He don't even remember.
That's right.
It got so. It has so much blood on it. It has some of the blood, it didn't turn white. Somebody know what
come on
about.
Now.
Before the blood opened up, before the blood come out blue, white, before it come up, oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. It changed when it gets the arrow, the oxygen on it, right? Is that right about it?
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
So I want to tell you, you've been washed. If you came right, you don't have to be, what I said right, sincere and ask God to forgive you. Why you stand hard right there? Because it's get too close for him to come. We don't have the time that we have. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't know when he's gonna come. I'm not predicting. I'm not saying. But I'm telling you, you and I know that we have. A lot of us know we got more time behind us than we got before.
Mm-hmm.
Why
do
you realize that doing wrong, and you know it's wrong? Try to live as close as you can to God. Wherever you're weak in, get around positive people. You be around someone with negativity, you'll find yourself being negative. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Why would I say that, man? Well, I'm telling you, spirits transfer.
That's right.
If you been around somebody that lie, you're going to start lying. You been around somebody that fornicate, you're going to start fornicating because you don't be sensitive to the sin. When you sense to the sin, I'm telling you now, I don't know, me brother, I know they wouldn't on this. Man, some people, you just got to cut them loose.
That's right.
you just have to cut them loose. Now, then when God make a place that you can go back to that, you can do it. But then if it's going to cause you to stumble, you got to get away from it. You got to leave it away. Somebody said, you too weak. No, I'm telling you, I want to go to heaven. You call me, you give me another name. I'm trying to make it to heaven because I know if I stay here, I'm going to fall short. So if I'm conscious, my mind saying this, what I need to do? I need to resist it. How you resist it? Turn from it. Turn to Jesus. Turn to Christ and stay with him. Somebody said, man, y'all, and we be having fun, don't we, Reverend? Hey, brother, don't we be having fun? We laugh. We tell joy. We have fun. And whoever told you we're boring over here, they boring. We ain't. we not boring them.
Come
you know
on,
why?
Now.
Because we trust in God. Oh, yes, that's right. Do that. We trust in the Maker. We trust what he just did. And I want to end it right there like that because we come back in 32 if God be will. But I want you to know. In your home. In your home. And this ain't cliche. I can go to the scriptures. Joshua says it. For me and my house.
That's right.
We're gonna serve the Lord. That should be an anthem for everyone. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean that. You should echo that in your house. Whatever comes Watch who come in your home from your husband and your wife. That's why it's probably good when we come from work, when we leave work. I don't know why I'm here, y'all. When we leave in work, it's good for us to drive a little piece before we go home.
And
we don't want to take it to our wives. We don't want to take it to our husband. We don't take it to our kids. Well, I don't work no more. Well, you might go to certain stores. You might go to certain places. And you know you done picked up a spirit because your thoughts is going. Sometimes you can be praying and a thought will come out now. And you say, how did this get in my mind? Because to pray with the Holy Spirit, not tongues, but to pray with the Holy Spirit, you got to ask God to cleanse you. You can't go right into the prayer and say, God, Lord, I want $1,000. You may get that little.
Right.
You got to go in humble. You got to go in and say, Lord, fix me. Lord, help me. Prepare me before I even say anything to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I just left from, I need to repent. I know what I just thought about, I need to repent. Lord, help me. You know what I'm saying? So when I come to you, did I come in the humblest way that I'm supposed to respect you? You're not my homeboy in the sky. You're not my dude. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. I'm not going to be that ignorant to call you my homeboy. I'm not going to be that ignorant to call you that man upstairs. You are Jehovah God. And I'm coming through Jesus Christ to ask him to speak for me to you. Because he said, if you ask anything in my name, so you can't go past him to go to God. Well, I thought he said Jesus was God. He is. Oh, I know it's going to get twisted now. He is. Can we read it one more time? You make me. You tell me if this is God or not. In the beginning was the Word. Now watch that now. In the Word was with God. Y'all still with me? In the Word was God. How is that plain enough for me? Is that plain enough for you?
Come on.
Let me read it one more time. In the beginning was the Word. Y'all still there? And the Word was with God. You see that? And what? The Word was God. Okay, you know, what are you reading this at? Reverend, can you get to John 1 once? Can you get that for me? Because they probably think I just made the book out of something. John 1 and 1.
Yes,
you might be driving or something. Huh?
No. That's it. Yes, that's it. Praise the Lord.
How your book read, Reverend?
Yes, sir. One second, my pages stick together. Hold on.
Reverend Henry got the old Bible over there. You got like mine. You probably dropped some mayonnaise on it.
Yes, sir. John 1:1.
Yeah. Now what? How did you read?
In the beginning.
Can you read slow for me, man? Because you know I'm a slow learner.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you read slow for me? Yeah.
Yes, sir. In the beginning was the Word.
Okay.
And the
Word got that.
Was with God.
Okay, I got that.
And the Word was God.
All right.
So I'm trying to see something. Cause Reverend Mike, can you read it? Can you read it? Cause I'm just making sure.
Yes. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God.
Okay.
And the Word was God.
So the story says, he wrote it, and then he made it come flesh. Let's skip down then, 14 then. That's if you just want to go down there. He said, and the Word was made flesh. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
There. Y'all thought you know, people said, I ain't never heard that in the Bible. Well, it's in the book. And it said, if the Word was made flesh, and it dwells among Reverend Henry, dwells Reverend Mike, it dwells Martha, it dwells with Brother Lee, it dwells with Sister Deborah, can I just keep on going? It dwells with all of us. He said he beheld his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And the glory as what? The only begotten of the Father. Full of it. If that's not clear enough, if it's really not clear enough, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. We got three people to read it, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. They all won. They won. You can't separate them. Yeah, we went through that. We went to a seminar Sunday. You know, and they brought it out to us. You know, y'all might get this. You know. The doctor told us how it was, right? But this is
right.
So we're not confused. So anybody tell you now they different now? The Bible just say he made it flesh, and he was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and the Word was with him, Reverend Henry. So we good with that. You know, we ain't confused, you know. So now we're gonna end it just like this, yeah. We don't argue the Bible. We're gonna tell you. We're gonna read scripture and let you take your own thought on it and then your interpretation. That's how you want to do it. and we're going to try to explain it, and we're going to try to explain it, and we're going to try to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let the Holy Spirit do the what?
Mm-hmm.
The increase in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we're doing is one man planted and another man added the
work.
Only God, only God can increase.
God can get the increase.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's there, you know. And I think only people don't hear that is the one that's not receptive of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
If I can say it like that. What I mean by that,
that means
you don't want to receive it. You don't want to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's hard about
mm-hmm.
that. If you say you believe in God, if you believe in God, you got
mm-hmm.
to believe in Jesus. If you believe
that's
in
right.
Jesus, you got to believe in the Holy Ghost. You got
mm-hmm.
to have all three of them. They're one. I believe in the Trinity. My brothers believe in the
mm-hmm.
truth. We believe it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gonna turn us around either, because we believe in it. I'm going home with them. Yeah. When I say home, I'm going all the way to his faith. And he gonna, you know what he gonna tell us one day? I remember March the 7th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We got a long time. Like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The same receipt he got for the ones he gonna judge for the works that they don't want to repent for, the same receipt he gonna have for us, what we doing right now. He going to have me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw all y'all on there. And he going to smile. And he's going to say, hey, come on in. Because I know I'm
mm-hmm.
right about it. You know, just
mm-hmm.
today, if you have faith, God can remove some things
mm-hmm.
tangible for you. But I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
Don't always want tangible blessings from God.
That's right.
Ask
that's
God
right.
The spirit
spiritual blessings.
And watch.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Because we live in the time. Time has got so short.
That's right.
Time got short. That's why we did what we... That's why God went that route with the forgiveness. And
mm-hmm.
went right off into the, as we would call, Solomon. Pray
mm-hmm.
over your home. Pray over your house, whatever you want to call it. Pray. And welcome God in your
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be that he has a place in your house. You know,
yeah.
you know. I don't know. My brother, I'm going to say that they're going to know this, and I'm going to be through. But we have three chairs in the pulpit,
mm-hmm.
right? And they know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the benches. Three chairs,
mm-hmm.
right? And one will always be open.
Mm-hmm.
If you know it, I'm going to get my brother understanding of it. The reason why that, because we won't always have a place for Jesus to sit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Somebody, oh, y'all crazy. Y'all literally thinking that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
mm-hmm.
yes. Yeah. And we believe he will come in there. Spiritually,
that's right.
We felt and seen, and we know that he visited. You know why? Because we don't mind letting it all out. All his
mm-hmm.
life. I'm talking about all the way out. I'm talking about through the praising, to the preaching, and to the testifying,
mm-hmm.
and to the praying.
Mm-hmm.
We exalt it
right.
all out. Because we have seen some things that people in spiritual know what I'm going to say. God had visited the church
mm-hmm.
and opened the door and showed
mm-hmm.
spiritual things to people to see. There's still seers
yeah.
out there. Still seers
yeah.
out there. All you got to do is get an
mm-hmm.
intimate relationship with him. And I know I got to speak to you, President, but I'm going to say it again. There are seers out there. And God
yes,
let them see the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If you get close to God, you won't. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes God will come through you, somebody that you know, so you can't see His fully glory. Oh, help me,
mm-hmm.
And then when they start talking, you're gonna be just like Abraham. You're gonna be just like
mm-hmm.
Jacob. Oh, help me. You might catch
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob wrestled with a man. And Abraham saw Melchizedek. You got to understand what I'm talking about.
yeah.
When you get closer
mm-hmm.
to God, God will visit you, man. He will visit you.
Mm-hmm.
Have
mm-hmm.
faith. And
yeah.
trust in God. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And trust in the Master. Have
yeah.
faith. Welcome
mm-hmm.
God in your home. If you
yeah.
got to move out the way, move out the way. I'm going to take that back. Move out the way. No if. move out the way.
Yeah.
Because some of the time it ain't your wife. It's not your husband. It's not the kids. It's me, oh Lord. Standing need those blessings.
Yes, sir.
Then he might tell you, well, you need to stop being mean to your husband. You need to be stop mean to your wife. You need to be stop mean to your thus and thus. And God knows that because you're not humble.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to be humble. He wants to be humble with one another. We don't. You don't have to win every fight, Reverend Henry. You don't have to win every fight, Reverend Williams. You don't have to win every fight, Eric. You don't have to win every. You can be humble enough and say, even if you're right, be humble enough and say, babe, I'm just going to, we're going to do it like this. We're going to pray about it. You know, and I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm going to say this here. I'm sorry. And you might not be the one. It's the victim.
Amen.
You might be victimized, you know, and say, this. It don't make you weak. Because you do that. That makes you more
wise.
Make
you strong.
Let you know that. And I'm telling you right there, and you mature in that. And for long, if she or he, vice versa, I don't know why I'm over here, but watch this here. If it's of God, now, if God put it together, you don't have to worry about it. You know why? Because
that's
she's
right.
going to line up. And he's going to line up. Oh, I don't know about it. It is of God. Now, if it's not of God, can I say this? Y'all going to be chucking pots at each other and running over each other, and he laying there, you hit him with a hammer, and all that stuff going to happen because the devil's in the detail.
That's right.
But when you got God, y'all find a way to make peace. Yeah, you're gonna respectfully disagree. Man, we're grown. You can respectfully disagree with your wife and your husband. They don't make you less a man or less a woman. That makes that. Let's work it out. Let's work it out.
Yeah.
Work it out. I'm with there somewhere. Y'all just pray for that one. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Because I believe you're speaking now. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the lesson.
Yeah.
Thank God for the strength. Man, I'm telling y'all keep me in prayer, you know.
Amen.
Y'all keep me in your prayers, you know. Keep me in your prayers. And, just keep me in your prayers spiritually, especially spiritually. Keep me in your prayers.
Yeah.
And I love you guys, and I know y'all hear it a lot, but I mean this. You can't do nothing about it. I meant it. I love you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
What a word. What a word. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
We're gonna mess around with this chapter one day, y'all. Y'all just hang on. It's so much meat on it, man. You know.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
You brothers, y'all have anything?
Yeah, that's it. Just to thank the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. Beautiful and straight to the point, plain message that you just have to have your ears plugged up to not hear this message.
God bless you, man.
Lord.
God bless
you.
Well, we're going to say this here, you know, because I know I'm a brother to infinite. We're going to say this here. If you just want to wave your hand and something that was misunderstood, you know, I got my brothers on here. They can help me with it. If it was something misquoted or something you didn't understand, we can revisit again, you know. This is what this ministry is about. We don't want nobody to be lost, you know. And then I don't have to have all the right answers, you know. I know my brothers, they know the word too, you know. And then it might be somebody on here might want to inject on something, you know. We actually do it with prayer, you know. We actually do it in prayer, you know, because we don't do no debating and fighting. Because if you do that, we just have to let you know, you know, we don't do that over here. We just lift up blood. We lift up the blood. That's what we do. We lift it up and let God speak, you know.
Yeah.
But it's open for prayer. It's open if you don't know the Lord, you know, if you don't know him. And if somebody says, how you doing? All you have to do is hit the one button, you know. Well, we'll pray if that's what you need. Mm-hmm. We'll do that too. You know, that's what we're here for. Y'all tell me is we going too long or doing it, just let me know. But I won't stick with it for a little while. This prayer, man, we got some things coming up, man, and we don't know what's coming. The Bible said, eyes have not seen. Let me do it again. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, eyes have not seen. Now, watch this thing. It says, the eyes have not seen. What did it say, brother? I know you said it. What'd you say? Well, how you go? I ain't going to cut y'all. How you go?
The ears have not heard.
Did what else? Neither did it enter into the hearts.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. What's the meaning?
God. What God has today. So that's why we try to keep you understanding that if you have a show coming, man, repent. Don't let that thing happen. Think I can't go to God. Yeah, you can. Only one thing God ain't going to forgive. Only one sin. One sin. I don't care the alternative lifestyle. Can I say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
He'll forgive you. Fornication, he'll forgive you. Liar, he'll forgive you. Right? But one, he won't forgive. And that's blasphemy in the Holy Ghost. Now, if you do that now, then that's me that the scripture says that he don't forgive you. That. He said, you can blaspheme me. That's what Jesus said, but don't do the Holy Ghost, though. You know, because he left him here for us. He left him here for us.
Mm-hmm.
You turn away from him.
Right.
You are turning away from, you're going to head in the way. What happened right here? When you turn away, you're heading the wrong way.
Yes, I'm heading in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it all, both of these guys can tell you, man, we've been beat up by the Holy Spirit. We've been punched in the mouth by the scripture, you know. We ain't gonna turn. I need some Band-Aids now. All that stuff we got.
Come on now.
The wounds are fresh.
Yeah.
So come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. What'd you say, brother?
I didn't say nothing. Yes, sir. Yeah.
One thing we can say, two things for certain, it's always been open, and it's been open for 2,000 years. If you can't get in here, get somewhere where the door is open and someone allows you to come down and say, I want to give my life to God, or I want to repent, you know. And one day, I'm going to be in prayer about this. I'm going to pray about something before I see it. Let me pray about something, because something he just put in my heart just then about this baptism, too, about people been baptized three or four times, you know. I think I might be wrong. Y'all help me with this, brother. To me, now when we was younger, I didn't know. You know, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a. You know, they told us. You know, we had to get in that water. You know what I'm talking about? But then when I got up and understanding the word, but then I understood why I had to be baptized. Mm-hmm. And I understand who was representing as I was going in the water, who I was representing coming out the water. You know, and I understand it now, you know. But they don't make, because if I fall short, I need to go get rebaptized again. No, I just need to rededicate my life. I need
that's
to
rededicate right,
my life. I need to
come
repent.
On, man.
You know what I'm talking about? I said I wasn't going to touch it, but I think I'm going to have to touch it a little. We got to pray about that, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I think the rededication. That's because you know about Jesus, you know, because when you did it the third time, you know about Jesus because you made a confession. Most of the time they train you before you get baptized, you know, especially
that's
now.
Right.
You know, they train you. They don't let you in that water and you don't know. I don't know why I'm over here, man. You see that? I guess we'll talk about it. But most of the time, you know, they take you and they train you. You know, they get you and they say, why do you want to be baptized? then if you say, I don't know, then they can't baptize you. That, they won't be doing you no justice because you'll be just like some of us. Well, I was made to get it. I ain't going to lie. I remember we had to go in there. I remember when we did. Y'all don't laugh at me. I had her then.
Come on now. Amen.
I had no way out there, Reverend. We had no afro, right? Yeah. Over there on Paradise.
Yeah.
There.
Come on now.
Reverend Singleton, Paradise, right? We went up there. That's when JJ and them had remember we had them pits with the iron pits, you know, with the fists on and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Kids, you know? Man, we got that water, man. We came out all out here dry, though.
Curl juice. Jerry curl juice from the pit.
But I'll just say that to say this. We didn't know, man, but when I found out what the true reason of my baptism, if I fall now, I don't go back and get rebaptized. I ask God for forgiveness. And I ask him to help me when my shortcoming was, you know.
I want to
do better, Lord, you know. I want to do better. I just think you got to talk right. I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
gonna
find out. You're right.
That's about
my perspective. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this need to be taught right, man. You know, if you believe that Jesus died and rose, listen to me again. If you believe Jesus died and rose, you believe God raised him out the grave. You believe that.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the baptism is. The baptism is just like this here. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
A man went in the grave and came out the grave. His name was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, we are symbolizing what Jesus did then. Yeah. So we get in the water. We go in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went in the grave. We come out the water like Jesus came out the grave. Once you got that understanding there and you believe in that, the Bible says you are saved.
That's right.
Salvation is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go down a couple of weeks and a couple of years, you made a mistake and you fall and hit your head, and you stay out there a few months and years, and now say, man, I want to walk with God now. I want to walk with God. I want to do better. I want to get rebaptized. You know, I want to just bring this to you. Now I might be wrong. I want to say that you just need to repent. You know, talking about and ask God for forgiveness. Because you still, before you went in that water, you know you believed in it. And when you were sinning, you believed in God. You know what? That's one thing I can say. Even when we came to understanding of God, I always fear God. Even when I was sinning, you know, I always fear God. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what I was doing was wrong, right? But when I came to conscious I wanted to change, I didn't have to get. Every time I made a mistake, I got baptized. That ain't how it go. That's the meaning. You don't have to do that with me. You take it to somebody else. You want to listen to that. But I really believe once you've been baptized, once you believe that time, you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, you don't have to go back and do it again. What you need to do is rededicate your life back to him.
That's right.
That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be no good teaching over here, but that's what I believe. What you think, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. You're right about it.
So let's get home because, you know, the line went somewhere else and we went somewhere else, huh? Only God knows what the Holy Spirit be trying to do. So we try to make the petition and we offer the petition. We try to use scriptures as a bag of everything we say. You know, because everything we say is in the book. If you just want to go hang on that baptism, go to Romans 6 and 4, you know, and it's verbatim what I just presented to you. And once you do this, you're walking in a new man now. The old man should be dead. As soon as you did, accept him. You know, once you feel like he keep trying to pick himself up, you keep binding him. You keep asking God for strength. He'll help you along the Christian journey. Get around more positive people. Get around all that negativity. You know, all that stuff that is polluted. It's not good for you. Especially if you're weak behind it. If you're weak behind it. If you can't it wasn't, and I don't do this too often. If you're an alcoholic and you're trying to quit, why would you go around alcoholic?
That's right.
If you smoke a little of that marijuana, that left hand cigarette, and you quit, why would you go back around it? If you already know you're weak in it. If you're a whoremonger, you know, why you go to the laws? You know, stay away from that. You know, if you like to steal, you know, why would you go somewhere and you know they got cameras, they gonna get you one day. You know how you see the fools go to the store and walk in and pick it up and look around like they don't see you.
Come on,
and
here.
The camera's looking right at them. You know,
yeah.
You know,
come on.
That's how God is. This is what he said in verse 30 over here. This is what he said over there. He knows your heart. He knows everything about you. For thou only knows the heart of your children, a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book. So we can't hide from him. Come to Jesus.
That's right.
Somebody said, man, you should like y'all be begging. If you're not a preacher, you wouldn't understand what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's our call.
Amen.
Our call. Jesus made Peter three times repent. And in so much, it was almost, I want to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Same way with us. We want to make sure that you got it right. So when you leave today, if you come today, you won't be able to say, Eric didn't tell you. Reverend Mike didn't tell you. Reverend Henry didn't tell you. No one to tell. No, we did tell you. It was just your choice. You didn't want to make. So we just thank you for coming out. We ask you to keep us in prayer. And if it be God's will, we'll see you on Monday.
Amen.
God, I say get somewhere and get in the church. Get somewhere and fellowship with people that love God. And get ready for God coming. He's coming. He's coming back.
That's right.
The next time we meet each other, one day it might be face to face with him, lifting our hands up and praising God. So I'm getting prepared for that. I know Reverend is too. All the and if you love God, we're getting prepared for that. Yeah. That's all we got. That's all we have. I don't want to put nobody on the spot. You know, your brother wanted to pray. You know, be really beautiful if y'all could, you know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord today for this blessing. Thank the Lord.
God bless you, man.
He has blessed us. And I always want to take notice of what he's doing continuously. Still throwing out the lifeline for somebody. Maybe dripping.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yes.
If you have an ear, open it up to God that he may speak with
you. Yeah.
So we thank the Lord as we go to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
Father, we come and with thanksgiving up on our hearts, Lord, just to say,
yes, Lord God.
Thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given us to come to you, Father. We're still remembering those bereaved in heart, bereaved families, Father God, maybe heart hurting or loss of a loved one. Continue to ask you to hold them, that family up, Father God, comfort and strength as they go through the time that we call bereavement, time of transition, where they have entered into rest. Thank you for those that are left behind to cherish the memories and until they will meet them again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you
yeah.
for your love, Lord. Thank you for your strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the message and the messenger. Thank you for this time, Father God. This time that you've given us. We continue to help us be reminded to continue to put it upon our mind that your coming is yet near. Bless us to give us strength to get in a hurry. To get it
right,
Father God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Get it right.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the message and the messenger. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, Lord. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the listeners that turned to five. Thank you for these listeners that turned to five. Count that as a privilege. Those have turned to five. They just turned to five to listen. Some turned to five to pray. Some turned to five just to go a little further with you. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Again, we thank you for this gathering. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Pray. We thank you. And we leave this assembly, but never from your presence. Keep us faithful until we're able to come together again and worship in my name. In Jesus' name, we give you thank you for the message, the messenger, and the strength, Father, that you are giving. Continue to give your messenger strength, Father. Keep on sounding the horn. Keep on sounding the horn in our ears. Come before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name, we pray. And thank you for all. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Love, yes, they will.